98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Red.
Well, in our world, there's really only one story in town this morning.
The news that we've been waiting for 5 years. Line of Duty officially returning for a seventh season. Adrian Dunbar, Vicky McClure and Martin Compston are all going to be back.
I'm interested in one thing and one thing only, and that's bent covers.
So we got the big news yesterday evening in a press release via the BBC. So exciting. Filming is going to start in Belfast in 2026.
Yeah, cannot wait for this. So we think, like, what? They said filming in spring. So, like, spring, February, March, April, July, August.
They can have it out by November.
This time next year.
I'm guessing it will be the autumn schedule. So, autumn launch lineup. So, September, October.
Yeah.
I think they could turn it around that quickly. I think so. I think if Jed spent the last couple of years writing this and they're filming straight away, I think they won't want it to go on too long because they won't want the plot details to get out.
Hopefully.
So we know that we're getting 6 episodes written by Jed Mercurio. And we've actually also got some plot details, very, very exciting. In Series 7, AC12 has been disbanded and rebranded the Inspectorate of Police Standards.
This doesn't roll off the tongue the same.
Anti-corruption work has never been more difficult, and in this challenging climate, Steve Barnett, Kate Fleming and Ted Hastings are assigned their most sensitive case so far. And it's all surrounding Detective Inspector Dominic Goff. I presume that's how you pronounce it. G-O-U-G-H.
Like Derek Hoff.
Oh, yes. So I was saying Goff, who is a charismatic officer.
Oh.
So because he's taken down a lot of organized crime groups.
Right.
However, he is accused of abusing his position of trust.
Oh, no. A rotten apple.
And could be a sexual predator.
Oh, God. Right,
allegedly.
That's taking a twist. Right.
So let's just see what happens there. I'm really intrigued as to who will play Detective Inspector Dominic Goff.
The word charismatic now really kind of narrows it down, doesn't it?
It really does. So excited for this. Line of Duty last aired in 2021. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We do a podcast all about Line of Duty called Shrine of Duty. We've been doing it for the last couple of years, so this is like Christmas
for us. It really is.
And 17 million people watched the last season six finale, which was very divisive. We think this is going to be the last one and they're going to go out with a bang.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So excited we're getting Line of Duty. Next up, Vogue Williams is heading into the I'm a Celebrity jungle tonight.
Oh, she is she?
Yes, and she's arriving to camp as a late entry alongside Celebs Go Dating star Tim Reed Wilson. And Vogue says that she's joining the show to get out of her comfort zone, especially since she turned 40.
Yeah.
And I loved this line from her. She's also joking that she's looking forward to showing her more playful side in the jungle. So she says, I wouldn't mind causing a bit of mischief, a bit like the traitors.
I love that she was like, yeah, I'll do the jungle, but I won't do the whole thing. Thanks.
Yeah.
Go her.
Yeah, fair enough. So I cannot wait to see her. I think she's going to do really well.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, a word of warning if you're eating your breakfast. Kelly Brook has revealed that she once let one rip in front of a very, very famous celebrity. So she said all this around the campfire. I mean, I don't even know if it was a campfire, but she's in the jungle last night, chatting to Ruby Wax and H, I believe. And Kelly revealed that she was once invited to a fancy dinner party at Madonna's house.
Oh, nice. Great.
It was during the time that she was living in LA. I think it's when she was going out with your man, Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say around that time anyway, so a good few years ago. And this dinner party was held in Madonna's house, but it was being hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, sorry, the glamour.
And the food that was being served was all a macrobiotic diet. Have you ever heard of that?
What is that?
Do you know these fads that we hear over the years? This one, though, I mean, it doesn't sound too wild. A macrobiotic diet is plant-based whole foods.
Okay.
So beans and rice. Kelly kind of...
Gotcha.
I think Kelly's dinner in the jungle triggered this memory because she's eaten beans and rice. And then she's like, well, the last time this happened, so on and so forth. So here's the story she told.
We're sitting in a room and there was like her Brits, Gwyneth Paltrow, Madonna, and we just had our macrobiotic meal.
Right.
And Madonna came and she sat next to me and we're chatting away and my stomach just started rumbling so bad and I'm thinking, oh no, oh no, and I let out the smelliest fart. It went right up
her nose.
And she Madonna was on her lap.
And
she react?
I was so mortified. Like, she ate it. Like, she literally ate it.
Horrific. I cannot believe she told the story.
That's one way to get Madonna to remember you, I guess.
And it's one way to get a headline during your time on I'm a Celebrity.
Very true.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
Madonna was on her lap.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What are the
That's
chances?
Just too close for that
You'd
crack.
Be nervous in
Literally.
General.
Yeah. You would.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Sequins.
Your favourite game.
Bad prizes.
98FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy. It's always chaotic. It's very glamorous. It's your chance to win phenomenal prizes. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan. And if you do, you'll get your hands on these.
You're never fully dressed without a fragrance.
And with Christmas party season approaching, you'll be smelling amazing with this designer fragrance voucher.
And then treat yourself with this €250 hotel and restaurant voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
They are really glam prizes in Matchy Matchy at the moment. Good morning to Christopher in Coolock. Christopher, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Great, how are you?
We're great, thanks Christopher. You're on the school run, who's in the car with you?
My fiance Joanne, the two kids, Jackson and Dawson.
It's a family affair this morning, so we've Christopher, Jackson, Dawson and Joanne all in the car. Do you listen in the car most mornings, Christopher?
Every morning, I'm not in work yet, and then my fiance and the two kids listen every single morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening and playing along, and it's so exciting that you're finally here on Matchy Matchy. What's the plan for the day now, once you drop the kids off?
Get home, get the dog on a walk, get the house prepared and ready and clean for the day, and then we're going to see the granddad later, the kid's granddad, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, granddad.
Tom.
Granddad Tom, happy birthday. And Teddy the dog's a new addition as well, is he?
Teddy the dog is a new addition, we adopted him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, adorable.
So what type of dog is he?
He's a Cavapoo.
Oh, so literally cute. A teddy.
Yeah.
Love literally that. A teddy bear. It's a fitting name, yeah.
So cute. Christopher, who are you going to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Brendan, we're going to get your
yes!
started.
Thank you so much. I'm
off to that Come on, Brendan.
Come on, Brendan.
Oh, I'm telling you now, Brendan is over the moon that he's finally getting to go to that soundproof booth.
We need to get him a win streak.
Let's try get a win this morning on Matchy Matchy. Christopher and Co in Coolock. Your first word. Mary.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Your second word. Short.
Short. Short. Long.
Long.
Yeah.
Long.
And your third word is life.
Life.
Life. L-I-F-E.
Oh, life. L-I-F-E.
Yeah, life.
Life jacket.
Life jacket. So we have Mary Poppins, short, long, and life jacket. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words?
Yeah, lock those in.
I love it. We're locking them in. And we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth, somewhere he's not as familiar with recently. Oh, hello.
I really wasn't expecting to get to go to the soundproof booth this morning, so thank you so much.
How was it this morning?
It was a lovely opportunity. Thank you, Christopher.
Brendan, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
First word on Matchy Matchy this Wednesday morning. Mary.
Mary?
M-A-R-Y.
Mary. Right. Mary McAleese.
Mary McAleese. Your second word. Short.
Tall.
And your third word. Life.
Hack.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Christopher and family in Coolock?
Did we get any?
Sadly not this morning.
No.
The lads went Mary Poppins, short, long and life jacket.
Oh, they're great answers.
There were loads of different options this morning.
Yeah, brilliant answers. Christopher, thank you so much for sending me to the soundproof booth. Really appreciate it. Jackson, Dawson, Joanne, have a great day. Say hi to Teddy and happy birthday to Grandad Tom.
Thank you. Thanks
Cheers,
very much.
Cheers, guys.
Talk to us again. Bye-bye, guys.
It wasn't to be this morning.
It was a bit Mary,
but
really, truly, for a second.
You're listening right now, and you also said Mary McAleese.
Maybe you did.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.